السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مولانا to you and the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. JazakAllah for inviting us to your to Bilad al-Muslimin. Mulana, last week we dealt with the Ikhwan al-Muslimin and Shaheed Saeed Qutub Rahmatullah alayhi. Alhamdulillah, through the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today we continue with our history of Bosnia and Herzegovina. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Jazallahu anna Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bima wa'adhu. Wallana, it is only through the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we enter into the month of Rabi al-Awwal, the month of birth and the demise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We bid God that Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq and the hidayat to follow Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in every aspect of his sunnah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Now we turn to the history of Bosnia and Herzegovina. In the past few weeks, we dealt with its location, its geophysical nature, and its population, its demography, and its economy. Today, we want to continue with the history and the legacy, historical legacy of Bosnia and Herzegovina. The early history of most of the Balkan countries entails the Illyrians occupying the region with the Thracian people. The Illyrian kingdom ruled over the region until about 167 before the Christian era, when it became part of the Roman Empire. In 395, the Roman Empire split into the Western Roman Empire, that is Croatia, Slovenia, parts of Bosnia and Herzegovina, and the Eastern Roman Empire, also known as the Byzantine Empire. The empire included Serbia, Montenegro, and Macedonia. This division includes the disparities and differences that exist and prevail to the present. The Serbs adopted the Eastern Orthodox Church, that is the Greeks, and incorporated the Cyrillic alphabet in writing the Serbo-Croatian language. The Croatians, on the other hand, adopted the Roman Catholic Church and adapted the Roman alphabet to write the same language. With the migration of the Slavic people from Russia and Poland, each group established its own state. During the 15th century, most of these states came under the foreign domination, and the Osmanli Turks, that is the Ottoman Empire, were keen participants to expand their dominion in Eastern Europe. With this expansion followed the spread of Islam in the Balkans. The people of the region already knew Islam, but the Arab traders ferrying their trade along the Adriatic coast in the Aegean Sea. The Osmanli Turks, the founder of the Ottoman dynasty was Usman, who was succeeded by his son Orkan during the early 14th century, that is 1326. Orkan gained his military training under the watchful tutelage of his father. He had participated in various forays against the Byzantine Empire under his leadership. The empire increased fourfold. He exploited the decline that was creeping in to sap the Byzantine Empire. He also took a keen interest in the affairs at the court in Constantinople. Now it is known as Istanbul. The ascension battles at the court in Constantinople were filled with intrigue, and Orkan offered his troops to Cantacuzene him during the civil war that broke out. When he proclaimed himself as emperor, in return, Orkan was given the hand of Princess Theodora, the daughter of Cantacuzene. Theodora's other sister was married off to the opposition heir to the throne, John. The relationship was bonded and patched up, with the emperor becoming father-in-law to both his benefactor and his rival. In 1349, the Serbs threatened to attack the Byzantine minions, but with the aid of the troops provided by Orkan, they were repelled. Orkan was rewarded further for his assistance with a fortress at Zilpa on the European side of the Hellespont. This was in 1353. Because of this gesture, Orkan became the first Asiatic ruler to gain a foothold in Europe. In 1359, his son Murad, a seasoned general, succeeded Orkan. He saw Europe as a lucrative dominion for his empire and established Thrace as the capital of his empire. The Christians were alarmed at the rise and establishment of Islam by the Turks on the European soil. Pope Urban I organized a crusade against Murad. The first crusade against the Muslims was organized by Pope Urban II in 1395. The crusader army was made up of Hungary, Serbia, Bosnia, and Wallachia, that is Romania. In 1363, the two armies met on the banks of the Maritsa River near Adrianople, modern-day Edirne. The Turks were victorious and annexed all the territory south of the Balkan Mountains. After the victory, Murad continued his campaigns of expansion in the eastern sector. The battle also granted the Turks the capacity to influence events in the Byzantine Empire after the treaty was entered into between Murad and the Byzantine Emperor. The sons of the two rulers conspired to grab power from their fathers and amassed a large army of Turks and Byzantines. Murad's son was Sanogi. Murad granted amnesty to the soldiers who had joined his son, and they deserted him in droves. The prince was beheaded for the insurrection, and Murad was secured in his throne. In 1366, Murad invaded Bulgaria after the death of Alexander, the Tsar of Bulgaria. The three sons of the Tsar disputed the ascension to the throne. Sisman was victorious in the ascension stakes. Murad married the daughter of Sisman in 1371 after the Bulgarians were defeated at Samarkand. Murad continued his campaigns in Europe and Asia Minor, and in 1372 he crossed the Vardar River and gained a foothold in Serbia, Albania, and Bosnia. This foothold opening heralded the entry, not for the first time, of Islam deep inside southeastern Europe. During the ensuing years of 1381 to 1387, Murad campaigned to consolidate his position by capturing monasteries in Serbia, Sofia in Bulgaria, and Niš in 1386. Not all was plain sailing. The Serbs defeated the Turks at the Battle of Verdun in 1387, and Murad avenged this defeat. The famous Battle of Kosovo in 1389 against the Serbs King Lazar was undertaken during the reign of Sultan Murad. Sultan Murad ruled for an eventual 30 years. His sudden death was a tragic event of deceit. After the Battle of Kosovo, the Serbs sued for peace with the successor of Murad. His son Bayazid, who was known as Thunderbolt Yildirim, because of the courage and bravery in battle. The new king of the Serbs, King Stefan, to show the sincerity for peace, sealed the treaty that he signed by giving the hand of his daughter. Princess Crispina in marriage to Bayazid. A little bit about Bayazid, the thunderbolt. and our listeners is that he was very brave in the battles. And in the end, during the time of Timur, he was defeated by Tamerlane, one of the Mongols who invaded Southeast Asia. And his end came so tragically that he was put in a cage and paraded around the battlefield. And that was the end of one of the most bravest of Ottoman kings, Bayezid the Thunderbolt. His campaigns in Europe also brought Bulgaria and Wallachia into the fold of the empire as vassals. These campaigns opened the way for entry into Hungary. He also had to contend with the joint Christian crusade undertaken by Sigismund, the Prince of Hungary, in September 1396 at Nicopolis. Both sides suffered heavy losses in the fierce battle, but Bayezid was relentless in his pursuit and passion for Europe. His entry, his army columns attacked Austria, Hungary, and Romania. In 1397, he invaded Greece. At the beginning of the 15th century, a Mongolian horde of 180,000 soldiers threatened Bayezid under the leadership of Amir Temur, also known as Temur the Late and Tamerlane in the West. In 1401, Temur buried alive the residents of Sivas for defending the homeland against him. He was merciless against the opponents. Temur was ruthless and psychopathic. He built mountains of pyramids with the skulls of his victims and spread terror across the Aegean plains. The senseless loss of life and property seemed to be a gain for Timur, for he never did rule any of the territories that he had conquered. In 1402, Bayezid led a force of 120,000 soldiers to confront the scourge threatening his empire. The two armies met at Ankara. The Turks suffered a despairing defeat at the hands of Timur. Bayezid was captured and imprisoned in humiliating circumstances and died in captivity in 1403. The Thunderbolt was no longer out in a whisper. One can only speculate the outcome had the two adversaries joined forces for the good of humanity. Muslim fighting among themselves paved the way for the rise of the European powers, that the Turks were vulnerable and could be defeated. During his reign of 11 years, he had extended the Ottoman Empire into the heartlands of Eastern Europe. What followed during the next 11 years was a battle for succession amongst the five sons of Bayezid. This battle for succession to the throne was also the beginning of the practice of fratricide, that is, the murder of the remaining brothers, uncles, or nephews by the victor to remove any opposition and pretenders to the throne. The 18 years rule of Muhammad I, 11 years of conflict, and 7 years of sultanate saw the consolidation process of the empire being pursued and the promotion of cultural and literary pursuits. Murad II succeeded his father Muhammad I to the throne in 1421. His campaign in Europe included the capture of Salonika. He also suffered defeat at the hands of the Hunedi, the leader of the Hungarians, on the banks of the Mosova River. Murad II suffered a heavy defeat against the crusade of Pope Eugenius, formed in 1443. The countries that were involved in this crusade were Hungary, Romania, Poland, Bosnia, Germany, France, Serbia, Venice, and Genoa. The defeats resulted in two consequences. Murad II signed the Treaty of Peace with his adversaries, known as the Treaty of St. Gaden, whereby Serbia freed itself from being under the vassalage of Turkey, and the whole of Romania was ceded to Hungary. And the second was that Murad II abdicated in 1444 and handed over the reins to his 14-year-old son, Mohammed II. The dissatisfaction of the other participants in the crusade against the Turkey led to the Christian coalition rising against the young Sultan. The crisis led to Murad II being persuaded to return to lead the Turks against the Crusaders. In 1445, the Tuma armies met at Varna. The Crusaders were defeated in this battle of attrition, and the Turks were once again able to stamp their authority in Europe. In 1446, a repeat of the Battle of Kosovo, we have refrained from using the name Kosovo, took place in the same historic field of 1389. The victory once again annexed Serbia and Bosnia to Turkey. Murad II died in 1453 after a reign of 30 years, during which he abdicated twice in favor of his son Murad Muhammad II. It is rare in history that a monarch who abdicates is ever recalled by the population. Muhammad II was now 21 years old and a seasoned leader. The seven-year interregnum that had effected an amazing transformation in the character of the young Sultan. From his ascension to the throne in 1451 to his death in 1481, a period of 50 years, Muhammad II, known as Muhammad the Conqueror, engaged in various campaigns in Asia Minor, the conquest of Constantinople and Europe. The conquest of the Balkan states was consolidated during the reign of Sultan Muhammad II and during the mid-13th century, with the nominal support of the Bogomers, that is, Friends of God, the Christian sect whose beliefs were closest to Islam. He marched against Romania, Serbia, and Bosnia and Herzegovina. He fought the Persians and defeated them in 1473. The Crimea was wrested in 1475. He also campaigned against the Venetians and the Knights of Rhodes and set the stage for the conquest of the Roman Empire in Italy. He landed at Otranto in Italy and planned to use the fortress there as a base for his conquest of Rome. Fate intervened and Murad II passed away in 1481. He ruled for 30 years. He was the first of the Osmanli sultans to be buried in Istanbul, and the earlier sultans were buried in Bursa. Before the arrival of the Osmanli Turks in the Balkans, there were two groups of people whose belief system was distinct from the general practice of the two Christian churches, the Greek Orthodox and the Roman Catholics. Regarded the Bogomils, that is, those Christians who believed in the oneness of Allah, and the Pomaks, Bulgaria, as a heretic sect. The beliefs of the Wolgomers and the Pomaks entail the unity of God, that is monotheism, the non-crucifixion of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, and the negation of priesthood. They also prayed 5 times a day. The next 2 sultans after Muhammad II were Bayezid II, who ruled for 31 years. His major campaign in Europe was against the Phoenicians in the capital, in the Battle of Lugano in 1449. The Turks were victorious in this battle, and Selim the First, he forced his father to abdicate in his favor. It was during the reign of Selim the First that the Turks took over the leadership of the Muslim world, and with the defeat of the Mamluks in Egypt. Selim also adopted the title of Khalif. Selim first ruled for 8 years, and upon his death in 1520, heralded the ascension to the throne of the magnificent Al-Qanuni, the lawmaker and the lord of the age. This was Suleiman, the only son of Selim the First, while Bayezid the Second and Selim the First had not pursued any vigorous campaigns in Europe other than those stated. Suleiman actively pursued campaigns in Europe against Hungary at the Battle of the Moavites in 1526 and 1529 to the heartland of Europe in Vienna. When the siege of the city was abandoned in 14 October 1529, the Christian Habsburg Austro-Hungarian dynasty regarded it as the city's day of deliverance. The advance of Islam was stopped into Europe at the gates of Vienna. Sultan Suleiman came to bear his influence in Europe through diplomacy and his contented. And it is contended by Mulana Sayyid Abdullah Salani Nadwi that his status was such, and the awe for his sultanic was so inspiring that when he visited the dominions of the Balkans, out of sheer respect for his majesty, the Christian church hierarchy, not out of that, I'm trying to get this I must try and decipher, out of their own goodwill and respect, refrain from allowing the church bells to boom while he was passing through the area. He reigned for a period of 46 years. And during this time, he recoded the laws of Islam, and that's why he's known as Qanuni. He passed away in 1568, heralded both the zenith and the beginning of the decline of the Ottoman Empire. Well, now we have come to the end of our program. We pray that inshallah you and the listeners have a wonderful day today. And get closer to reading the Seerah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.